Hey, thanks for giving me a chance to say a few words to you. I want to start off by saying, first and foremost, I'm proud of you. There's not a single thing about you that's not normal, good, and decent. And you're not alone. There are tens of millions of people around the world and millions of people right here in America and people right in your neighborhood who may be or are perceived to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. They're normal people. But so many people in your circumstance are experiencing being bullied or ridiculed. And I know it's not only hurtful, but sometimes it can be literally frightening. And there is absolutely no justification for it. Just remember what there was a woman named Eleanor Roosevelt, President Roosevelt's wife. She once said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Don't give your consent." Look around you. Look at the people who are the bullies. They're the same ones who are making fun of every other kid in your class who has something different about him or her. They made fun of me because I stuttered, and it hurt. The only thing all of us had in common is that we were the vehicles to be used by those losers to try to make themselves feel superior. It's not about you, it's about them. But folks, it's hurtful. And sometimes it's really hard to understand that it's the bully who's really the inferior one. That doesn't make it any easier for you. It doesn't make it hurt any less. It doesn't make the fear go away. But I came to understand because of my mother and father that the fact that I stuttered didn't make me less bright, less worthy, or less of a person as they tried to make me feel. It was the people who were making fun of me who were less worthy, less bright. You know, although I didn't like it at the time, I now, as a grown man and Vice President of the United States, look back on it now and realize it really was a godsend to me. It gave me so much self-confidence, and it helped me grow. But most of all, it made me more sensitive to see inside the hurts other people feel. I came out of it a much stronger person. And now when I look back, I see, though, just how weak those bullies actually were. One day, not long from now, you're going to look back on this time in your life, and you'll be incredibly proud that you were able to get through it too. And the rest of us will be incredibly grateful because you're the people. You're the people who are going to grow up to be the adults who help society become more caring, more decent, more mature. You know what it's like, so you won't do it to anybody else for any reason. You'll have the experience. You can empathize. You can use that to change attitudes and to change perceptions, to literally change the world. And right now, I know for many of you young folks, each day can be a struggle. I know for LGBT youth, it can be especially hard. And on some days, it seems almost unbearable. But when you feel that way, think about what I'm saying to you. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You have every reason to be proud, proud. Don't let them take your self-worth away. Things do get better. You might not be able to see it right now, but it's there and it's waiting for you. I absolutely promise you that. So fight through and keep going. You know, the life that lies ahead is so much greater than the difficulties that lie behind you. It will get better, and I look forward. I look forward to the day when all of you are able to make us all feel better about ourselves as a country.